Amanda, will you hold your sister? Augusta, will you please go to the hen house and bring in the eggs? And don't forget to bring in some wood for the stove.
Here's some extra wood for the stove, Ma. It's supposed to be a cold night tonight.
Thank you, children.
The first registered homesteader in this area was Ami Gould in 1878. Soon the Kimballs, Stees, Butterfields, Doanes, Frosts, Ostlands, Gordons, and Allens settled to become a real community. This building was home to the Ostlands.
Välkommen. I am Margaret Ostlund, and I was born in Sweden in 1848. My husband, August, came to Minneapolis in 1881 and worked for 2 years before sending for me and our five daughters. The trip was very hard with five small children, and it took a whole month to get to Minneapolis. Our oldest daughter, Amanda, who was 14 at the time, was a big help to me on the trip. We had two more children after arriving in Minneapolis. One was our only son, Charles. We came to Crow Wing County in 1892. August worked as a logger to support our large family. He and our son Charles built this log home with hand-hewn logs from the 100 acres they had cleared here on the south end of Cross Lake.
Over the years, the Ostlund home was modernized with electricity, plumbing, and exterior siding, which actually helped preserve the original logs. In 1986, the Ostlund homestead land was sold for development. Doug Burke, an archaeologist doing research on Indian mounds on the property, learned that the original log house had been given to the Cross Lake Fire Department for a practice burn. Fortunately, Doug contacted the Historical Society, and the building was moved to its present site, restored and furnished by Historical Society volunteers, and includes an original cook stove, cooking utensils, implements, and artifacts specific to this time period. Over 100 years ago, August, Margaret, their son, and six daughters called this cozy log cabin home. Be sure to stay a while and look around, then walk down to the livery, which includes the famous Whitefish mail boat.